Shalom, אנחנו קוראים
reading from Kabbalah for the student, page 565, preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. You can send us your questions to kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Kabbalah for the student, preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, page 565.
This article is known, well known, Baal HaSulam wrote it as one of the introductions to the Book of Zohar. There's also an introduction to that. Maybe we'll start with this, whatever you think. According to the 154, according to the pressure the friends, the students have applied on me, that we finally have to study Pticha. In the past, I probably gave it, I taught it 20, 30 times. How many times we started and never finished. So, let's start with the introduction to the Pticha.
כתוב בזוהר, הרי מפורש שכל העולמות העליונים והתחתונים כלולים כולם באדם, וכן כל המציאות הנמצאת בעולמות ההם.
It's written in the Zohar that all the worlds are included in men, and all this reality is only for men. And we should understand these things. Isn't it enough?
He is required to all the upper worlds and everything in them, because they were created only for his needs.
Meaning we live in this tiny world, this dirty world. Wherever we are, it becomes dirty. The world where there's nothing good and pretty, it's also because we are like that. And if we are such that there's nothing good in us, then why is it so? In short, we have to know who are we, what are we, what. Why are we so corrupt? What state are we in? Where do we find ourselves? What's the difference between this world and more upper worlds? And why do we need all these things? What is the systems in which I find myself? Meaning all those questions that we typically ask about our existence, we ask here also in the wisdom of Kabbalah, and we wish to receive an answer. Let's continue.
Item 2. In order to explain this matter to the fullest, I would have to introduce the whole of the wisdom of Kabbalah. But in general, matters will be sufficiently explained within the book so as to understand them. The essence of it is that the Creator's intention in creation was to delight His creatures. Certainly, as soon as He is contemplated creating the souls and delighting them abundantly, they immediately emerge from before Him, complete in form and with all their delights He had planned to bestow upon them. This is because in Him the thought alone completes, and He does not need actions as we do. Accordingly, we should ask, why did He create the worlds restriction by restriction down to this murky world and clothe the soul in these murky bodies of this world?
If the purpose of the creation is to do good to the creatures, we don't feel it. Kabbalists tell us that they've attained certain worlds, certain states, certain souls, but we don't understand it, we don't feel it, we don't agree with it, because in our world, in our state, how we live, there's nothing good in our reality. Everything is attained through laboring and suffering. Everything is is so unjust. It's almost hard to make things worse. And that's why it's a problem. How can we agree with those who attain the upper worlds, the purpose of creation, the creator, and they tell us the other way around? Everything is for men, to give pleasure to men. Hard for us to agree with it. And then they say, no, it's okay, it's correct, but the Creator created everything from Himself, and down below, restriction after restriction after restriction, until we come to this world where there's nothing, truly no pleasure and nothing good. Rather, anyone who wishes to receive anything good should climb upwards to the higher worlds, and there he will find all the good. Here is all the bad. That's what they explain to us. Is this a benevolent creator who created everything this way? Is this the correct attitude from the good and benevolent towards his created beings? Well, there are many questions here. But the main question is, nonetheless, When he created it, he created everything in the desire, in the thought. There's nothing other than the thought and the desire. From the side of the Creator, the thought and the desire is one and the same, because he's perfect, whole, complete. And what he thinks is what happens. From our perspective, there's a difference between the thought and the desire, and they both require correction. So why did he create the worlds? Accordingly, we should ask, why did he create the worlds down to this world, and he clothed the soul in the bodies of this world? We don't know what is the body and the soul in the upper worlds. We don't know how he brought them down here in the soul, that he cascaded down through all the worlds, down to this world. Of course, we don't understand these things, but somehow we'll begin to clarify. That's what this article is for.
Item 3. The answer to that is written in the Tree of Life, to bring to light the perfection of his deeds. Yet, we need to understand, how could it be that incomplete operations would stem from a complete operator to the point that they would require completion through an act in this world?
As if the Creator is whole, is the upper one, and he lowers creation down from him, and the further it is from him, the lower it is, the darker it is, the coarser it is, and there are more problems, the qualities are further away from the Creator, and then a person needs to exert in order to raise himself back from the lowliest state up to the Creator, the point of his creation.
The thing is that we should distinguish between light and kli in the souls. The essence of the souls that were created is the kli in them, and all the bounty that he had planned to impart them with and delight them is the light in them. This is because since he had planned to delight them, he necessarily made them as a desire to receive his pleasure. Since the pleasure and delight increase according to the measure of desire to receive the abundance, and know that that will to receive is the very essence of the soul with regard to the generation and elicitation existence from absence. This is considered the kli of the soul, while the joy and the abundance are considered the light of the soul, extending existence from his essence.
Meaning the created being is included of two things, the desire and the feeling. The desire comes to him, the desire to receive that was created by the upper light as opposite from the light, and the filling is to the extent that this desire to receive becomes similar to the upper light, and then it's filled by the light. So it turns out that the created being is included of two parts, two components, two opposite components. On the other hand, on the one hand, he has a desire to receive pleasure. That's how he was born. That's how he was created by the Creator. On the other hand, in order to fill himself, his desire must be similar to the filling, to the light. Meaning, he needs to bring the desire closer to the light. How? By the intention. The desire is unchanging. He wants to enjoy. But the intention determines what is the source of my pleasure, either from reception or from bestowal. The created being can turn it this way or that according to his effort. And then if he's opposite the Creator, he wants to receive pleasure for himself and not give pleasure to the Creator just like the Creator wants to give him pleasure, then if he's opposite, he cannot receive any filling from him, but only a certain force that keeps him alive on the degree of a beast. So he would be ready at one point to perform the action of correction to make his desire like the Creator's desire, meaning from the Creator comes a desire to bestow, from the created being comes a desire to receive with the intention in order to bestow. The intention changes the quality of the desire, and then the created being receives abundance from the Creator, the revelation of the Creator inside of him, because he reached equivalence of form. Partial, more or less, but accordingly he is fulfilled. If there are questions, of course, but questions on this matter only.
We said something important here. For that, we have to ask, why did he create the restriction? So what is a restriction?
He restricted himself. He doesn't let the vessel any filling except for what he needs to keep, sustain him. Meaning there's still vegetative animate degrees. The still vegetative inanimate exists in the vessel in order to sustain it, keep it alive. The vessel and the speaking degree awakens only in the potential desire called the point in the heart. And inside it, from this point, it needs to start developing on its own. Meaning to ask the forming light, the Creator, ask of him the force to develop. And this way it can develop.
In order to restrict, there has to be something whole, something complete in order to restrict it. So what was before? What was whole? Which kind of wholeness and perfection?
This wholeness, this perfection is Malchut of Ensof filled with the light of Ensof. That's the state before first restriction.
Why did he restrict it for?
He restricted because he felt shame. We'll learn about it in the article.
So the intention is the fulfillment?
The intention is not the fulfillment, it's the means to get the fulfillment. If the intention is correct, and is depicted, it becomes as a reflected light, as a vessel.
Because we said that there's only a desire and fulfillment.
Yes.
But here the intention is what determines everything.
True, the intention is the vessel. The desire is not the vessel. After the first restriction, the desire was disqualified from being a vessel of reception. Only the screen and reflected light, only the intention. That's the vessel. The intention of in order to bestow. To the extent there is an intention to bestow, it can receive fulfillment of the light. There can be a revelation of the Creator in the vessel. Because then there's no difference then between the vessel and the Creator. Both of them want to bestow to each other.
So a desire is like a raw material, and the fulfillment depends on whether there is or there isn't an intention. Or the desire is always fulfilled?
No, the desire is fulfilled only to the extent it has a correct intention, and this intention is filled by the action, which is zivug daka, coupling and striking and so on.
Item 4, explanation. Creation refers to appearance of something that did not exist before. This is considered existence from absence. Yet, how do we picture something that is not included in Him, since He is Almighty and includes all of them together, and also one does not give what is not in Him? As we have said, the whole creation that He created is only in the kelim of the souls, which is the will to receive. This is quite clear, since He necessarily does not have a will to receive, as from whom would He receive? Hence, this is truly a new creation, not a trace of which existed previously, and is hence considered existence from absence.
Questions? Was it interesting to you or not?
Extremely interesting.
Very interesting.
No.
Yes. So how come there are no questions?
I'm trying to understand what does it mean, this inclination of man?
Desire, deficiency.
I want to go deeper. This is something that is within man himself. There's this verse that says that sin crouches at the door, meaning from the moment a person is born, he enters this sin. It's not in his original structure. It's like being in this environment from where he suckles this inclination.
There is nothing except the desire. What you identify in your four, five senses is just other desires that totally make one desire. Touch, sight, smell, hearing, taste, they give you the sensation of the world and you feel it all inside the desire. Only in the desire. There's only a desire. There are such desires that you feel as human bodies, as foreign bodies, different things. Those are just desires. What is your question?
I want to bring another example. There are societies in humanity which in themselves they care for each other, they look after each other, and supposedly they have...
We're not talking about that. Why are you asking?
I'm asking what molds for men the evil inclination, because there are different societies.
We haven't even talked about that yet. I'm asking, please, be close to the text. You heard an hour ago something else. Don't attach it to this. No. You're swaying people's attention in other directions. What did we read? Item 6? Item 4. Explanation. Again.
Item 4, explanation. Creation refers to appearance of something that did not exist before. This is considered existence from absence.
Meaning it did not exist before.
Yet, how do we picture something that is not included in Him, since He is Almighty and includes all of them together? And also, one does not give what is not in Him. As we have said, the whole creation that He created is only in the kelim of the souls, which is the will to receive. This is quite clear, since He necessarily does not have a will to receive, as from whom would He receive?
Meaning, what does it mean that creation is existence out of absence? What does it mean from absence? How can it be from nothing? That it didn't exist previously and suddenly it exists. The Creator is there all the time. And suddenly there is something that's outside of the Creator. First of all, it's a philosophical question on point. Is there something outside the Creator? That's interesting. How can something like that be? What is it that was created now and new that didn't exist before? There's probably a need for it. There's a greater need for it than the Creator, because the Creator existed and the created being did not exist. So that created being is a new creation that is required more than the Creator. How did it create it? As existence out of absence. It's from somewhere. No, it's from nothing, from absence. So what does it mean about absence? It means that desire to receive did not exist before that. How can it be that it did not exist at all, and now it suddenly exists? How can it be that there was no preparation for the created being in it? There was only Creator. So they tell us that the created being developed from a single dark point, black point, the point of the desire, which was materialized from the light of the Creator. How can it be that there is 100% light and suddenly there was a black point inside the light and it started to evolve? So they tell us this action only, where that black point materialized inside the upper light, this action is called creation. And according to that action, the upper light is called Creator. Other than that, everything is developing normally. There's no such thing that was, and it wasn't, and now is. Only this point is important, because this is a creation of some absence, something out of nothing.
Hence, this is truly a new creation, not a trace of which existed previously, and is hence considered existence from absence.
That's how it is. How did He do it, the Creator, who created the desire to receive, and before that, the desire to receive did not exist in any shape or form? We don't know. How, from the desire to bestow, wants to bestow, how did it create a desire to receive? Can we say that He previously had a desire to bestow but couldn't realize it? This is unknown. This is philosophy. Because before we have vessels, we cannot speak of anything.
Item 5. We should know that unification and separation applied in spirituality relate only to equivalence of form and disparity of form. This is because if two spiritual objects are of the same form, they are united, and they are one, and not two. Since there is nothing to separate them from one another, they can only be discerned as two when there is some disparity of form between them. Also, to the extent of their disparity of form, so is the measure of their distance from one another. Thus, if they are of opposite forms, they are considered as remote as the east from the west, meaning the greatest distance we can picture in reality.
Meaning the will to receive, when it started to materialize as a black point inside the will to bestow, it begins to evolve more and more and more until it reaches the size similar to the will to bestow of the Creator. It covers, obscures the Creator completely. Entirely. How to say it? Like we have an eclipse. A solar eclipse. An eclipse. Suddenly, the sun is obscured. We have the desire to bestow of the Creator, and He created something. He created the desire to receive of the created being. The exact same qualities, but opposite in all instances. And then the created being swallows all the light of the Creator into him. And this is called the world of Ein Sof. That the reception of the created being is without, is unbounded. Everything the Creator wants to give is everything the will to receive wants to receive. Everything the Creator wants to give pleasure, the will to receive wants to receive it and enjoy it. That's how the will to bestow of the Creator created the will to receive in the created being. And the two are together, enjoying each other fully. Imagine the baby that is in its mother's hands, and how much pleasure it can give to the mother, and how much pleasure the mother can give to the baby. Of course, it's according to the development of the baby, but still, that state can be. And the Creator is so happy with the created being that it's cleaved to him like a baby in his mother's hands that wants nothing but to be cleaved to the mother, and the mother wants nothing but to be cleaved to the baby. That's how it is. The fact that it's not the final aim, the final evolution, it's true, but the state in and of itself exists. And there is such a state in the development where they would gladly stop it and want nothing more. Is that clear? Filling each other's vessels. What's next? Next, we have to let the baby develop, which is through problems and troubles. And the mother, which is the Creator, has to give him the fulfillments to its development. And the baby is not the little baby, rather he who adds knowledge adds pain, but then there's development. But that's already on such degrees that are more refined, more complex, more complicated.
But
it continues.
What does it mean to cleave on to the Creator like a baby to his mother?
A development on the Shoresh or Aleph. And I want nothing more than to feel them inside mother. I don't restrict my desires, but they're so small that I receive everything mother gives me, and I want nothing besides that. And everything I enjoy from mother is happening in such a way that mother enjoys from me. She enjoys my pleasure. That's the state of the baby and the mother. Baby doesn't want more because his vessels are full. mother doesn't want anything more, because for the time being she has no other desire but to enjoy the baby.
The vessels of the baby are filled with what? The vessels of the baby are filled with what?
With mother's attitude, the mother's light. What do you mean? He enjoys the way mother relates to him. He enjoys. He doesn't perform any restriction. There's no restriction on it whatsoever. It doesn't activate his mind, his intellect. He works only with the emotion. Enjoys, like an animal. That's what we're talking about, such a degree, for example.
But the mother treats him in a way that he explains as a good way, only.
Yes.
This is why he can cleave on to her, be satisfied in everything.
Yes, so what's the question?
And what about us?
Are we babies? Who are we talking about?
We want to cleave on to the Creator like a baby to his mother, so you said.
You have to make yourself a spiritual baby.
So that's my question.
Spiritual baby is a great thing indeed. You restrict yourself and limit yourself, and everything that you receive from the Creator is all good, 100%. There isn't an ounce of bad or doubt in it, and then you're in adhesion with the Creator in your heart and your soul, completely devoted to Him, and that's how you're in Him, like an embryo, then like a baby. You're not activating your vessels of reception whatsoever, and even your vessels of bestowal you maintain in such a way that it depends what vessels of bestowal. If you're in Ibu conception, then you are in such vessels of bestowal that no matter what changes in them, you're in adhesion. And if you are in Yenika, a suckling, even then that you receive, sometimes you don't receive, you adhere to mother, and sometimes you're not. Intermittently, still you are in adhesion with the mother, and the changes in your state are not changing the connection between you. You complement the connection between you, between you and your mother, in any event, even when it seems to you that she leaves you, or she's late, or she's doing something that you don't understand, you're willing to accept her attitude towards you in a form of absolute love.
Santiago! Querido Rav, la pregunta es de Nathan.
Dear Rav, Nathan from Peru is asking, how can we fulfill that point of creation in order to be partners of the Creator without it being for ourselves, without losing ourselves in the pleasure of that state?
That's a different problem. It's how we correct our vessels with the intention in order to bestow. Here we just speak of the state itself, not how it is in our world, but how it's happening in four phases of direct light in the world of Insof. The world of Insof. And we'll come to it later, because what we're talking about now is how we, from the world of Ensof, we have together here, we have Creator and created being. How they exist together, both the created being and the Creator. The created being is a vessel, and the Creator as the light inside that vessel. How they cascade down, and as they cascade down, they begin to grow apart. And they can't remain as one. And this is the vessel here, and here's the light. And the difference between them is huge. It's infinite, Ensof. And here is the world of Ensof, where there is no limit. Everything is connection. Connection between the vessel and the light. Whereas here, the world here Ensof, infinity refers to the difference between the light and the vessel. And now we have to begin to bring them closer to one another. This is called our world. And then we need to start working, meaning to bring it closer, bring them closer, until in such a way we attain the closeness between them. That way, from this distance, we come again to that middle point, zero distance. So we have 125 degrees of bringing closer. We'll learn these things. Toronto, please.
Rav, that state of spiritual baby that Oren was talking about, is this exactly the same state as before the breaking of Adam Rishon?
Oren, what did you ask?
You said that man has to cleave onto the Creator like a baby who's cleaved onto his mom. And then we said, what does it mean to be a spiritual baby? And you said that you restrict yourself and you perform all kinds of restriction, and you say that everything that you get from the Creator is the absolute abundance.
That's an embryo. If I completely cancel myself, this is called an embryo, meaning coarseness on the degree of Shoresh, the root. Then we have coarseness in the degree Aleph, first degree. He's already born. And then when he's born, I have a problem. I begin to work with my vessels. So now there's a difference. If I'm an embryo, I'm in a state where I cancel my ego, cancel my desire completely. And it turns out that if I do it, I cancel my vessel. In the state of the embryo, my vessel equals zero. And then, how do I receive? I receive nothing. I feel it as outside of me, just like an embryo in his mother's womb with water all around it. And then I see from the one end of the world to the other. I see Ensof, infinity. What does it mean? I see everything, but I understand nothing. I feel it like a point without actual attainment because I have no vessel. But I am in such a state called embryo. From this, I begin to work with the, I receive the zero point of my desire, and I begin to develop Aviut, Shosh, Aleph, Bet, and so on.
Toronto,
yes, Toronto.
This is the same state as before the breaking, where during the creation of the world.
No.
The embryo, it's not a state similar to before the shattering. Embryo is avyut, coarseness zero, shorash, root. I'm not in my vessels of reception at all, not in the desire to receive. I cannot be shattered. We'll learn about it in the preface. What is shattering? Okay. It's very good you're asking, but we're not going to answer to anyone. We're going to continue.
Item 6. But in the Creator, there is no thought or perception whatsoever, and we cannot utter or say anything with regard to Him. But since we know You by Your actions, we should discern that He is a desire to bestow, since He created everything in order to delight His creatures and bestow His abundance upon us. Thus, the souls are in oppositeness of form from Him, since He is all bestow and has no will to receive anything, while the souls were imprinted with the will to receive for themselves. And we have already, there is no greater disparity of form than this. And we have already said, it follows that had the souls remained with the will to receive, they would forever remain separated from Him.
Here he's already talking about equivalence of form. The will to receive, from his perspective, is willing to receive everything. And the Creator is willing to fill it. But what's happening? When the upper light fills the will to receive, the will to receive will be satisfied. There will be no change in it. The upper light fills it to such an extent it cannot move, because movement means revelation of the deficiency and attainment of the deficiency and attainment of the filling. He would not have those things. Meaning the will to receive is in such a case where the upper light fills it, it is paralyzed completely. Like a person who took some drugs. He is paralyzed. Because a certain pleasure works through him and completely paralyzes him. The Creator doesn't want the created being to be paralyzed by the action of the Creator, but He wants the created being to reach the degree of the Creator, because that degree is the highest degree, the most special degree. To do good to the created being means to bring it to the same state as the Creator. That's how the Creator relates to the created being. That's why we need to see the will to receive becomes paralyzed by the bestowal from above. How can we reach a state where the will to receive on its own will push a person to development, and the development will be considered on behalf of the man, and man would develop by himself and want to become similar to the Creator, and as he fulfills himself, it would be only in order to become more and more similar to the Creator. Here we have to see how it's happening. But the goal, the aim is clear. That created being that is like a black point inside the white light, it needs to develop through, doesn't matter which states, to the state where he is like the Creator in understanding and feeling and attainment in everything.
Oppositeness of form. What is the precise point of oppositeness? In what are we opposite from the Creator exactly?
We're here?
Yeah. He is all bestowed and he has no will to receive anything, and the souls were imprinted with the will to receive for themselves, and there is no greater opposite in self form than this. So I'm asking, in what exactly is the oppositeness of form?
In that the Creator wants to enjoy giving, and the souls want to enjoy receiving. That means that they are opposite. Opposite form of pleasure. The form of pleasure is opposite. Not pleasure from giving, but pleasure from receiving. Okay? No questions there? No.
Adam 7.
Write all the questions, we will clarify them gradually.
Now you will understand what is written in the Tree of Life, that the reason for the creation of the worlds was that he must be complete in all his actions and powers. And if he did not execute his actions and powers in actual fact, he would seemingly not be considered whole. This seems perplexing. For how can incomplete actions emerge from a complete operator to the extent that they would need correction? From what has been explained, you can see that the essence of creation is only the will to receive. On the one hand, it is greatly deficient since it is opposite in form from the giver, which is separation from him. But on the other hand, this is the entire innovation and the existence from absence that he had created by which to receive from him what he had planned to bestow upon them. Yet, had they remained separated from the emanator, he would seemingly be incomplete. For in the end, complete operations must stem from the complete operator. For this reason, he restricted his light and created the world's restriction by restriction down to this world, and closed the soul in a worldly body, and through the practice of Torah and mitzvot, the soul obtains the perfection it lacked prior to creation, the equivalence of form with him. Thus, it will be fit to receive all the abundance and pleasure included in the thought of creation, and will also be in complete dvekut, adhesion with him, in equivalence of form.
Meaning there is a method which gets realized through created being, the will to receive, in order to bring it to equivalence of form. Not to equivalence of the desire, but equivalence of the form of the desire to the Creator. The form of the desire is called intention, which is added to the desire. The Creator doesn't have an intention and a desire, because his desire in itself is to bestow. The created being has an intention and a desire, and they are separate, and he can work with both of them. A desire to receive, a desire to bestow. Intention in order to receive, intention in order to bestow. And all the combinations. And from that, the created being needs only to receive the strength, the power to work. So receiving the power to work from the Creator in order to work with a special desire and a special intention, this is the choice of the created being. This determines his independence, his degree, everything that we say about the created being. Clear?
Ken.
The pleasure is the place of equivalence of form. I want to ask about the desire as means for pleasure.
There has to be a desire, because without it there will be no pleasure. Now, there has to be an intention on top of the desire. Maybe you're asking like this: what is the size of the pleasure? Is this according to the desire or according to the intention?
What I'm asking is, in the point where there is pleasure, there is an equivalence of form.
Yes.
There cannot be equivalence of form without pleasure.
Yes, what do you want to say? But that depends to whom. If we're talking about a spiritual person who's doing this work, all of his pleasure comes from reaching equivalence of form with the Creator, because in adhesion with the Creator, he gives him contentment.
My question started with, the desire is a means in order to reach equivalence of form.
Yeah, also equivalence of form is a means in order to cause contentment to the Creator.
So it turns out that basically the whole process the created being is going through is how he treats, and it is also how he treats the pleasure that exists.
Yeah, but it's just a means. The pleasure is a means.
Me? Ah, again, Santiago.
Santiago.
Querido Rav, Fabricio.
Dear Rav, Fabricio from Argentina is asking, why does the Creator give desires which he's not ready to fulfill?
So you would ask him to fill it.
And then you begin to see that
you don't need him to fill the desire, but that your desire would be filled to the extent you acquire the correct intention. And the problem is in the intention, not in the desire and not in the fulfillment. Both the desire and the fulfillment are prepared, they're ready to appear with great abundance. The only problem is the intention. To the extent that you ask the Creator to have the intention to bestow, that you will be above yourself, that you will think only about there is no one besides Him, the good who does good, how to be in adhesion with Him. To that extent, both the desire and the fulfillment in the desire will be at your disposal to the extent you can realize them correctly. According to the intention, both the desire and the fulfillment are at your service.
What is the connection, if there is any, between the thought and the intention?
We do not separate the thought and the intention.
So the thought is the intention?
I don't know, maybe you're asking corporeally. Thought, for the most part, is what precedes the intention. Since by the thought you calculate certain data in order to reach the correct balance of all the information, and then you establish your intention between the lights and the vessels inside your desires. That's what you're talking about?
I'm trying to make the connection, because yesterday you gave a good definition to a thought, and you said that the thought is the power of scrutinizing between the desires.
Okay, but it's not everything. It's part of the action of thought. Scrutiny is correct, but not necessarily only between the desires. There's more.
Understand that the equivalence of form is a means to be fulfilled.
Equivalence of form is a means by which we fill the Creator.
Okay, to fulfill the Creator. But in the fulfillment itself, what is the difference between the will to receive, which is fulfilled from in order to receive, to a desire which is fulfilled in order to bestow? In the desire itself, what is the difference?
The fulfillment itself, in order to receive, after the first restriction, you are unable to receive more than the degrees of still, vegetative, and animate. The spiritual degree, the degree of the speaking from zero upwards, from this world and upwards, it cannot be fulfilled in order to receive.
We said that we are filled by light, so in the degrees of still vegetative animate, it is a quantity of light. In the bestowing degree, it's more light.
In order to receive what you receive means that you're filled with the degrees of still vegetative animate.
But can you define the difference in the fulfillment itself?
No. It's always light. Size is something else.
In the essence of the fulfillment, you cannot explain it?
The essence of the fulfillment is that one is in order to receive and another is in order to bestow. That's the central difference, Malchut.
This is the form towards which I draw the pleasure.
The essential difference is what are you receiving pleasure from? Who are you connected to? What kind of pleasure or fulfillment do you feel from bestowing to the Creator, and you feel Him, and you're in adhesion with Him, or you're in adhesion with your stomach, and that's it? And then your pleasures are very small, very limited, compared to the, you know, all the rules, all the pleasures in order to receive of this world, as we call it.
Santiago. ¿Cómo puede haber igualdad de forma entre el creador?
How is it possible to reach equivalence of form with the Creator, which is unrestricted, and the creature is restricted?
The created being receives such desires, such qualities, such feelings that aren't restricting him. Rather, they give him an opportunity to be in adhesion with the Creator, to cleave to the Creator and fill the vessel of the Creator. And that's why this is what is passing into the Creator and into the created being, and he receives the infinite vessel of the Creator and he can fill it. And that's why the created being is in adhesion with the Creator, and at the end of correction, it becomes limitless, like the Creator himself. Because the will to bestow of the Creator, when the created being receives from him, it means that the created being is not restricted. Rather, exactly like the will to bestow of the Creator, he opens his will to receive in order to bestow, including the stony heart, the klipot, all the desires. And then he's unrestricted. By the end of correction, it's a state where the Creator and the created being are on the same level, from the side of the vessel and the side of the filling.
Moving on to the next lesson, and before we do, let's sing a song together.
כמה רוצה הלב לאסוף ולאגור על גבו של החמור. אין אדם נפטר מהעולם הזה וחצי תאוותו בידו. כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות, דרך חוצה מגלה חברות, ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הנסתר לגלוי. כשהלב מחליט ש... שרוצה אלוקות דרך מוצא מגלה חברות ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הנסתר לגלוי הלב חפץ תמיד לממש את הרצונות למלא את כל הגחמות כך ברא אותנו הטבע עם כל הרצונות והתכונות כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות דרך מוצא מגלה חברות ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הנסתר לגלוי כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות דרך מוצא מגלה חברות ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הנסתר לגלוי ללו 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 Lelo 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 מחליט שרוצה אלוקות דרך קבוצה מגלה חברות ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הנסתר לגלות